Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities. And this is Snap Pea episode 10.
Woohoo, Mandy.
Yay.
Sneaky Snap Pea. You never know when they're going to come.
No.
There's no rhyme or reason.
That's right.
It's just when we've got the time and when you've sent us some speak pipes. And I got carried away and realized that I haven't done my language warning, which I wonder if we still, do you have to have language warnings? Anyway, this is a language warning.
Maybe we could cut it.
We swear.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's got the E.
Yes.
We've got the E. But oh. I suppose when people just first put it on, if they're new, hello.
Yes, welcome.
They might not want to have it when their kids are close by.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Completely fine. We put the language warning on. So there we go. I've lost my mind. I don't know how to do snap fees anymore. We still live in the mighty state of Victoria, which as we're recording has still got corona.
And it's called Sicktoria.
Yeah, Sicktoria. Community transmission, here we come. There's been the best, I don't know if you follow like the Chaser or Batuta Advocate, but like all these best, it's Melbourne specific. Like you other states don't even know what it's like. You know, it's a special corona.
I'm all up for the memes taking the piss out of us. I really am. So, it's funny.
So
funny. Funny.
We've got to laugh.
I know. We're because okay. We're in the
outer east. Half of us can't go out.
But yeah.
Got a lot of peas back in lockdown.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, you know, and that's till the end of July.
Yeah, but it's a long time.
It's a long time. So yeah.
We had to cancel Dad and Uncle Gary's 70th birthday because two of my cousins live in the infected zones.
In the infected zones.
So I think they were quietly okay with that.
Well, I know, but it's...
I wanted to celebrate
them. Yeah, it's a huge celebration.
Yeah, and so did my cousin Corinda. And amazingly, she's more bossy than me.
Wow.
So she was like, come on, let's get this organised.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Dad was like, who cares? Let's have a 71st. I'm like, okay.
Well, true, I know.
It's true.
And you got to go, there are terrible things happening. This is nothing.
That's right.
I know, but it's still something. Yeah. Everyone's got a little ISO COVID story.
Yeah, yeah.
So... anyway, we are recording this in the middle of the Victorian school holidays. Funnily enough, someone messaged me and said that we were so looking so much forward to the holidays because Mandy and I had said we were out. And I've learnt to never say anything again because we're back.
Totally. You listen to us and you're like, oh, no.
You idiots. You're not going to be going out. So, yeah, we're sort of having a, you know, you can go out for a walk or have a friend over, but we're not really going to the movies or the bowling or anything like that.
Apparently roller skating is open.
Okay.
I've heard, but
it just depends whether you feel safe in a room that's enclosed.
Yes.
And
well, Dr. Norman Swan said don't go to the movies.
He really did.
He really did.
Yep, so I'm believing him.
I'm disappointed because that's the one thing. And even when I was speaking to my friend yesterday who's got twins and one of her twins has severe cerebral palsy and she said she loves going to the movies. Yes. That's the thing they can all do as a family.
Yeah, it's a really accessible event.
Yes, that's right. So it's a shame.
It is a shame.
That might have been an option.
But, I mean, are they going to – I'm sure you are, Hoyts, but deep clean all those seats.
No.
Get rid of all the air in between each movies. We've just got to realise.
Those kids that work there aren't going to do that.
They're not. It's different. Yes. It's just different. And I'm sorry that there are people that have lost their jobs that
well,
work
that's
in that
right.
industry.
We shouldn't joke about that. Yeah.
But also, we're not going.
No.
So.
I've been investigating, having a little look at the drive-ins.
Yeah, someone else said
because
you should go to a drive-in.
You can go in your car.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, my friend Claire, she's like, yeah, we might go down to Dramana Drive-In.
Yes,
and, yeah.
Or Dandenong.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Anyway. You know, it's just something else to think about, Pete.
Yep.
So, we've got some of your beautiful messages we thought we'd play for you.
Because I haven't heard them for a while. I'm excited.
You know how much we love hearing our own voice, so we figure you also like hearing
and we love a pump-up.
We love a pump-up. Here we go.
Hello, girls. It's Mandy. This isn't pee related. It's to do with Mandy, your Make a Difference in last week's episode.
A couple of weeks back now.
When you said you bought your new undies, you buy new undies and you bring them home and you chuck out all the old ones and you put them all in so neat and tidy. It looks like Marie Kondo has done it.
Yes.
And it's the only time they're ever going to look that neat. Am I right?
Yes. That is exactly what I do. Now I'm just shoving them in.
I know.
Yep.
I fold everyone's undies. I don't know why I do this. I fold them all into little piles. Then they just, everyone just shoves them in their drawers and I shove them in my drawer. Sorry, Kirsty and Amy, I'm decluttering. But I'm like, what? I have them all folded nicely.
Do you?
Yep. And then they all just get shoved. Why do I don't know.
Oh, I'm a shover.
And I'm like, why do
my
I do this?
My housekeeping skills are not that great.
Oh, no, mine aren't either. But
you know, like I grew up ironing, so I would stand at that ironing board for hours and iron everything and then all the T-shirts went in nicely, everything like that. I'm just shoving shit in. I'll iron if and when we need it.
Well,
but I grew up with mum doing that, you know?
I mean, we haven't.
I don't know, we've got nowhere to go now.
We've got nowhere to go. So, you know, and the other day I washed my bed linen. Which is one of my, I do it often. Don't make that sound like it's a one-off thing. But I ironed my doona cover because I really like it all beautiful.
Yes,
and
of
then
course.
The sound engineer's dog just came around across the whole lot, put dirty marks on it.
Oh, Kate.
Just like within hours of it going on. So I was like, what am I even, just give up, all right? Anyway.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. This is Louise from Perth in Western Australia. I spent 45 days on hospital bed rest before our son arrived prematurely at 29 weeks and 5 days. He was born 3 days before the coronavirus pandemic was declared worldwide. I was discharged the day after he was born and most of our family was able to meet him in that first week before all the restrictions were put in place. And then we were on our own. The level 3 NICU is 45 minutes from where we live.
Mm.
They tightened their visitor restrictions so that only parents could visit. Thankfully, it could be both parents at the same time and any time of the day.
Mm.
When our son was 4 weeks old, he was able to be transferred to our local hospital, 7 minutes from home.
Oh.
I was ecstatic. Until we arrived, that is.
Oh, no.
They informed me that only mums could visit any time of the day.
Oh.
Dads were limited to the restricted visiting times of 11 till 12 in the morning and 6 till 7 at night.
Oh.
To say I was livid is an understatement. We had worked so hard to do minimal handling with him and not interrupt sleep time, and now we'd have to choose between that and Dad getting skin to skin.
Oh.
I calculated it every which way, and there was just no option that would line up both visitation slots with a care schedule.
Mm.
It's a longer story than we have time for here, but I fueled my anger into fighting the hospital administration and ultimately won. 10 days after we arrived, they changed the rules and dads were allowed in 24/7.
Yes.
It was a nice win, but honestly, I'm still recovering from the trauma.
Yes, and you will take a long time to recover from that trauma.
Oh.
Being a NICU mum.
It's bad enough and you have to go in and fight. That's
and you
just
had to
shit.
Advocate when your baby was so tiny. We're sorry.
Yeah.
We're really sorry.
But we're proud of you.
We're super proud. Yeah. And you're going to be proud of yourself forever that you did that.
Yeah, and you've made that change for every other family coming after you. That's
you
something
really
to be
have.
Bloody proud of.
Yeah, but I hope you've can wrap yourself in a big fluffy doona and someone can take care of you when that baby comes home.
Yeah.
So, and congratulations.
Yeah, and thank you for telling us, because we asked people to tell us what it's like for you. So thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. My name's Hayley. I just wanted to say how thankful I am for your podcast. I discovered it by actually was recommended to me by a friend. And I have a daughter with ASD. She's 5, pretty much nonverbal.
Yeah.
I have a son who's 6 and possibly on the spectrum, but we're in the process of a possible diagnosis. Mm-hmm. I've got another daughter who's 3, seems neurotypical at this stage, but who knows? And I have 2 stepsons as well. And one of them is likely on the spectrum, but never been diagnosed. Anyway, I just have to say that life is crazy and busy and noisy.
Yep.
And your podcast is just like something that I really look forward to that makes me feel not alone in everything.
So glad.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say thank you for everything you do. Bye.
Oh, thank you. And no, we don't want to be alone.
No, no more.
No one.
You're not alone. It feels like it. It does. If you just know that you can just pop us in and have a little listen and we get some of that chaos that
we
sometimes
do get
life
the chaos.
Feels like we get.
Okay, life is chaos.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
No.
It's just what it is.
It's a juggle.
And it's okay to say it's not bad, but it is exhausting.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so, thank you for taking the time out of that chaotic life to chat with us.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
This is funny. I haven't tried this before. This isn't really one for going on the on your show or anything. I just wanted to say hello. My name is Bronwyn. I live in Sweden.
Oh, hello.
I wrote to you telling you about the funny little Swedish ads that we have on your podcast here.
Which is really great.
So basically, I am. I work with art. I'm a parent. I'm Australian, but I live in Sweden. But the reason I'm calling, writing in, speaking in now, is to tell you both that I teach writing, and actually I've been teaching all day today. It was like 10 till 5.
Gonna help us write
Zoom,
a book.
Teaching artists how to write and helping them to facilitate their writing.
I need help.
So I'm a bit tired now in my brain, but it was funny because in my breaks I was listening to your Snap P episode, but I had to pause it because I kept crying and sobbing.
Sorry.
And then I'd have to go back and speak to the students and I'd be all teary. So actually, I just turned off to listen to Dolly Parton for a while. I'm listening to it now. Anyway, it's fantastic you're writing a book. It's absolutely wonderful. It's absolutely doable. And I just want to say, if you want to have like a Zoom one day and just chat about some tips for how to write and how to like set up some longer plans for writing and setting up a bit of a writing practice, we call it. I'd be so happy to do that.
Wow.
I think I'm going to run out of time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
100% is one for our episode, because I want to say this. So many P's have written to us and said, if you need a help, do you need an illustrator? Do you need someone to proofread? And you've blown us away.
Yes, thank you.
We do have a lovely editor. We have no idea what we're doing. It's never stopped us before. So I think I've said this.
Doing it in pages. Kate's doing it in Word. I'm sending it in pages. She's having to cut and paste. And I'm like, let's just get Word. We'll pay for it. Oh, that's easy.
Such a sweet relief. I can just open this and save it.
Why didn't I do that before?
I never crossed my mind to say anything to you either.
I've never written a book with a person before.
No.
My Lord.
So for those of you playing along at home, the group assignment is still going.
I've actually come to terms. Lots of people like to give me tips.
Yep.
Because obviously they hear me feeling worried about it.
Yep.
They're like, you could go away. You need some space. I was like, I think actually me writing in the chaos is authentic.
It really is.
So
authentic.
I'm sitting at the table and I'm writing. I'm right in the thick of it. And they're like, oh, the dog's kissing your hair.
Yeah.
The neighbours are all screaming in the front yard, or and then I'm up to get the spaghetti bolognese on, and then I'm back. It's just going to be written.
Yep,
in
you just
chaos.
Have to have that autosave so that I'm leaving and it's saved anyway.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
Yep, and
it
that's, is. That's so even when that's my only tip.
Not if. When this book's out, you know it's going to be, instead of the tagline written with love, it's going to be written in chaos. I don't know if some people agree to that. She doesn't want it to be called A Thousand Shades of Grey.
No, apparently not.
She's not happy with that at all.
Anyway, I am genuinely amazed at how much we've done.
I am too, Kate.
I am amazed. It might be absolute shite. I'm not sure, but we have written stuff, people.
We really have. So, oh, boy. It's really going to be something. Or not. I'm just going to be pretty darn proud, though.
Oh, because I just think
it's like
when
the biggest mountain I've ever climbed on Plot Mountain.
Yeah, Plot Mountain is a big mountain. Who knew?
It's, you know.
It's Mount Plot Everest. That's what it is.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. This is Sarah. I'm from Adelaide. I'm a chatter rectum.
Chatter rectum.
I put out the word to the chatters. And I've listened to all your episodes since then.
Oh, thank you.
And I love you guys. I've been wondering why that is so much. I sort of feel like I'm that one in the group who's sitting on the outside. That's possibly not the right word, but I'm just listening and looking and watching and hearing the stories of your peas and you two. And I'm inspired by you all. You know, I have two sons myself, neurotypical. They're both grown up now, 21 and 18. But, you know, I love hearing the stories about your little ones and your older ones. I just find it so inspiring. So thank you. Thank you for all you do for your community. But you're also doing a lot for I think, everybody. And as I say, the strong women in your group, wow, they are just inspiring.
Yes.
Strong women.
And I laugh so much.
Good,
genuine belly laughs. So thank you.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you do and stay safe.
Oh, thank you. Everyone's welcome.
Everyone.
You're not the first person to message us and say, I don't know why I feel like I belong. And we're just, everyone belongs.
That's right.
Please be part of our tribe.
Our P tribe.
Yep. You know, got a message this week from someone, won't name and shame, just said, I'm a 57-year-old white male. Said, hello, 57-year-old white male. You're welcome.
Yes, that's right.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So we do have some more speak pipes, but something pretty exciting happened this week, which Mandy and I will never get used to, and that is not singing Amy, who we do love singing Amy, and she's going to come on and chat sometime when Mandy and I work out our
schedule.
We need a pee assistant, but anyway, a personal pee.
I reckon we do.
We need
we
a personal
might be moving
pee.
To that now.
Tell us when everyone's coming up.
Oh no, they're all going to say, "Oh, but
I'll do it." don't, because we can't even reply to you.
I know.
But a beautiful pee sent us a song, so we're going to play it for you.
Yeah, this blew my mind.
Okay, well, we will put the words up somewhere.
It's part of my heart and I'm handing it over, bringing it just putting it down. Although I don't know I'm supposed to trust now that while I'm not there you'll care as if it's your own. The worries are building, I reach for the rational, but it's not there, just a big black hole. Sadness and hurt, love and rejection, confused how to help keep you safe while letting you go. What if you get hurt and I can't fix it? What if you're hurt and I don't even know? What if you call mom and I can't answer, breaking that promise I made not long ago? Said I'd never leave you, I'd always protect you and keep you safe while letting you grow. I don't know how to choose the battles, trust that I've done enough to start to let go. Feeling lonely, who do I need to be? 'Cause I'm lost now in an old version of me, and I know I need to be there for you instead of wondering what this will bring, instead of worrying will they accept you. But now we have two peas, it's safer in their pod, chatting to make sure we're never alone, crying and laughing, sharing the difference, putting it all out there to bring everyone home. So you don't fit in their box, they need to change it, open it up and look out to the side. There's nothing wrong with you, you're kind and courageous. So what if getting to know you can take a little more time? I'm feeling stronger now, I know I can help you. I won't stay quiet while you cry alone. Fuck being friendly, I'm here to protect you. Sometimes I'll have to make noise to let it show. Singing, ha da 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 da.
That piece.
How is that piece? Is that an anthem?
That is an anthem.
Yes. I want to see everyone at our live shows singing that.
Yeah. Right? It's definitely going to be on at the beginning of the live shows.
We need to get that recorded or something. Like,
we do. And I just wanted to read a little bit of what she wrote.
Yes.
And she said, one thing that you said, Mandy, that hit home was about singing and how you just couldn't face it for a few years. This happened to me too, trying to sing along with a song in the car. Even a nursery rhyme or the national anthem, mm-hmm. when the kids would sing it at school, overwhelmed me and I just couldn't do it.
Mm.
If I leaned into it, I knew I would be a sobbing puddle on the floor.
Mm.
I wasn't ready for that, so instead I just stopped singing altogether. I've been singing all my life, so this was strange to me. I couldn't find anyone else talking about or feeling the same things. Mm. I just had no idea it was happening and I felt such grief in these moments.
Yep.
And the most amazing thing is that she sang again.
I know.
And she sang for all of us.
She really did. I could cry.
Well, we did.
I did. I cried and cried. And then I had my ear
bud pod thingy in one ear. And I just kept listening to it over and over and over again. Yeah. And I was showering Molly at the time.
Yep.
And I normally get so wet and yep. just, and I was like, just, you have to do this. Yeah. You're showering your child. Stop complaining about it. Yeah. Listen to the anthem.
Yeah.
And then I'm dressing her and drying her, and then I put it on for her to listen to. Yeah. And she said, an original? I said, yes, this is an original song. Yeah. And I said, this is because we are telling our stories, yours and mine. Right?
Yeah.
And it was just such a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
And I just thought, if there was a moment that you can picture me at a time where sometimes I get frustrated.
Yeah.
And I was listening to that song thinking, I'm not alone too.
No, that's right. You know? Thank you for giving back
Thank
to
you.
Us.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Amazing song.
And Molly, the biggest smile you've ever seen.
Oh.
And an original.
Original, yeah.
So I'm glad you're singing again wherever you can, and there might be waves of it, because there's certainly been years of waves depending on what's going on at home. But
yeah.
But that, those harmonies, amazing.
Oh, harmony. Look, come on. We loved every single thing about it.
Everything.
So
we hope the peas love it too.
Yeah, the peas do love it. I already know. I speak for the peas.
You're the Lorax. I speak for the peas.
Yep, I speak for the peas.
I am the Morax. I speak Lorax. For the peas.
The Book of Mormon. Like Bono, I am Africa. You haven't seen Book of Mormon, people,
oh,
go see
on,
it.
Oh, come on, hurry up. Not that we can go.
No, but I would listen to it once a week.
Anyway,
at least.
Get the soundtrack.
Get
yeah.
the soundtrack. Life changing.
Yep.
Okay. What a shock. We went off topic.
Okay, go.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. Name's Sally here, and I heard about your podcast from Mia Friedman's podcast.
Oh, thank you, Mia.
It just resonated so much with me. I don't have any children diagnosed with any disabilities, but I think all kids have their quirks at times.
Mm-hmm.
I think why I really, really feel attached to your podcast is because of my mental health issues I've had, which have left my kids having difficulty because I couldn't parent as I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the issues my kids have had is because they've had to grow up a lot quicker due to me being ill at times. So I quite often don't connect with other parenting podcasts, as I just am not capable of doing things the way normal, if there's such a thing, parents run their lives. So it's just nice to know there's other people out there. All our struggles are different.
Yep.
But it's nice to feel heard and to know that there's so many different types of parents out there parenting types of children,
yes.
and we're all doing our best. And we should be proud of what we are achieving.
Yes,
we should.
Because it's our best, not everyone else's best. So thank you so much. This podcast is just brilliant. You guys do brilliant. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Sally.
That's kind and brave.
You. Yeah, very brave.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's freeing but terrifying to speak your truth.
Yeah, it is, actually.
So thank you for sharing with us, and you sound like a beautiful mother.
You do.
And
I'm
that's
sure
all
you're
that
doing.
Matters.
Yep. Yep. You love your kids.
Yep. That's all that matters, that you love your kids.
Yep. And I can relate to thinking that Miss Nine had a different mum to the twins had
100%.
Because I was suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can relate to that in my own way.
Mm. All right. So this, we really have heard this speak pipe before. I mean, it's a refresher of it. it's because I thought I couldn't find it, but then I did find it. But you know what? It bears repeating. Here we go.
All right, so this is Lana from Ohio. I've been asked to say these words a couple times now. I think I've recorded it, but clearly I haven't.
You did.
I don't know what I'm doing.
No, it was me.
So here we go. Thanks, asshole.
I don't know why it's never going to get old.
It's never getting old. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you again.
I think we need the T-shirt.
She says her name so beautifully. It's Lana. And I feel like when I'm like, hi, Lana,
I
think it's
know.
Just so terrible
we really
in Australian.
Stuff that up, don't we?
Lana. Much nicer.
Yep.
And then we've got a speak pipe, and I am pretty excited. I would have to say, you know, this person changed P life. So I'll put it on for you. Yep. And everybody listening.
Hey, Kate and Mandy, it's Kylie, the original anorectum here.
No!
Still makes me laugh, that one little Facebook comment sparked this term for evermore in the P world, and I just love it. So it cracks me up every time someone says the word rectum, which is a lot.
It is a lot.
I just wanted to say a big thank you. I love this podcast so much. And as an outer rectum, trying to be a reformed rectum, I have learned so much, and I think I've become a better person just because of you guys. I have found myself interacting with pea shoots and their families and carers that I just meet out in public. I'm not afraid anymore of just, you know, saying hello and chatting to people like you would with anybody, which sounds ridiculous and totally out of rectum-y, and I get that, but just listening to you guys and your stories has just made me more confident about, you know, offering help or just saying hello. I think we grow up in this society being taught, you know, not to stare and not to make people feel like they stand out, which I think results in people feeling invisible instead, which is probably worse in some ways. So, and I feel so privileged to be part of the Hangout, which is just the most beautiful corner of the internet, filled with kindness and empathy, which I just love so much. And I feel just really grateful to be able to be part of that when I'm not a P myself. And it's really somewhere that just makes you see people and be less judgmental and just know that you don't know people's stories, you know.
No.
That person you see in the shopping centre with their kid that's behaving badly or whatever, you know, you don't know what's going on with them. So just shut up and mind your own business, you know. Yeah, so I just wanted to say a massive thank you. I feel like I've really learned so much listening to you guys, and you're just infectious with your laughter and just your funny stories. And, oh, my God, just so many things have, yeah, so much laughter, so much crying when I listen to your podcast, and I just love them so much. And just keep going forever and ever and ever, please. I love you guys, and love to the peas and the pea tribes and everybody. Okay, I'll shut up now. Bye.
Less rectum, more pea you are, my friend.
The OG.
The OG rectum. Oh. That is what the message says. Yes, Kylie, OG rectum. Listen,
Kylie. I can't wait to meet you one day, Kylie.
Yeah, you really changed the pea world.
She really
did. It is our favourite word.
It totally is. And, like, put that on the end of your emails, yes, like OG rectum.
I was the rectum girl. Which may sound like a weird Tinder profile, but anyway.
If we have another live show wherever you live, you're getting on stage.
You have to come.
So,
yep.
You know. Imagine. I can't even imagine that that's going to happen again, Kate.
One throwaway line that changed the whole podcast.
People come up to me, I know I'm a rectum.
I'm Sarah, I'm a rectum.
Too funny for words.
Yep, it's a whole chapter in our book, it is. Baby. So
it's going to be a whole chapter. We haven't written that one yet.
No, but it's writing it. That will write itself, yeah. I think.
That will write itself.
I know chatted at you for a while. We wanted to talk again, like we did last Snap P, about the ACAR supporter.
Yes.
Which some people said we need to put a link to on our website, and we will. It's just that I need to work out how to do that. I will ask the sound engineer. He'll be able to work it out.
Yeah.
But this is not to ask people to give. We just want to say thank you to the people that have given.
Yes.
And some of your messages have been so incredible.
Yeah.
Laughing and crying.
Yes.
Someone gave us a very substantial donation and said, every coffee that they didn't have during lockdown, they gave to us. So, yep, makes me cry.
Yeah. And
somebody else, some beautiful person, you know, this is for Chubba Chups. And then I don't know. It's just been amazing. And it's so nice that when lots of people don't give a little thing.
Yeah.
But you can. And so
the comments are awesome.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I love reading them. Love it, love it, love it. So, yeah, somebody said that they gave us money so that we could buy the sound engineer beer.
Which we haven't done yet.
We haven't done. But we are paying him.
Yeah, that's right, we are. And that feels so great. So we just wanted
to say that this sort of stuff enables us to pay him.
We paid Aka.
So, yeah, yep. We've paid Aka. So it's amazing. Yeah, so thank you for writing in and for saying things. And
we are going to go away to try and write for a couple of nights, so that's going to help us pay for that. So
yeah,
thank you. Just know that that's going to help Mandy concentrate for maybe an hour.
Yeah, Kylie, you'll be happy to know that loads of people like this one love, love, love what you do. You make my week so much brighter and teach me so much. As an outer rectum, I am pleased I now have a direct way to support you.
So constant
rectums, and we love you.
Yes.
We do love our beautiful pea rectums.
And we are humbled by people.
I actually giving money to us. Have sent Mandy many
Snapchats.
Absolute shock that people have chosen to put money towards this podcast, and I can't say what it means.
Well, no, because we would never have dreamed of that. We weren't ever going to ask anybody.
And, you know, we never did this. This has never, never, never been about making money, which is good because podcasts don't really make money.
Yeah, that's right.
This was just about Mandy and Kate having a chat.
Yep.
So we're glad that you could listen.
Yeah.
So
it's just astonished. I'm still astonished.
Astonished. I will never not be astonished.
I mean, I don't think I'm ever speechless, but sometimes I feel speechless. Oh, dear. Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for leaving your beautiful reviews. Thank you for rating us, reviewing us, for writing our songs. We'll be back snap-peeing you who knows when, who knows where.
Who knows. But you keep going, everyone, okay? Yep. And for those of you in the school holidays or just finished them, people in lockdown, people living your lives.
Yep.
We're here for you, okay?
We are.
We're planning for the rest of, this is going to be season 3.
Yep.
We had some, you know, banter about whether we have seasons or not. Kate's not really up for them. I'm up for seasons.
I don't care. So,
that's probably our first disagreement.
Yeah, we didn't even disagree.
I know, nothing. So we've got lots of people ready to go.
Beautiful people coming.
Yes, yeah. That's exciting. I just don't feel like we're ever going to run out.
No, we'd never run out.
So, yeah. So, anyway, thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening.
Yep, okay. Bye. See you, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.